All right. We're going to rock and roll here, guys. All right, everybody. This is Scott from Cutting Edge. We have another packed call. We have fun every single Wednesday night. I want to thank everyone who's been staying plugged into the calls. A lot of familiar voices and lots of great people are plugged into these calls every week. We've been having a lot of fun with different trainers this month. Took a little bit of a break. As most of you know, we do live prospecting every week, and we did that for about almost 8 straight months. So we put together a pretty cool little training course, and I emailed a couple of my good buddies in the industry, and I know of a gentleman named Mark Jarvis that some of you might know that I met when I was at the National Convention. I was really pleased to meet Mark. It's always nice running into somebody who isn't taller than you, and we're about eye to eye.
We're both tall.
What's that?
We're both tall.
Yeah, we're both tall. I wanted to get Mark onto a call, and I thought, man, it'd be awesome to get him onto a call. Everyone loves to hear Mark. He always delivers a solid message. Some people aren't fortunate enough to get to the meetings and to the places that, you know, conventions are held, and I thought it'd be great to get him on here. We've been having fun for it's soon going to be a year with my broker Lee's, and I emailed Mark. He said, sure, you know, we can get together and do a call, and I did happen to throw in a short joke, and just a day or two ago, I'm sweating a little bit. I knew Mark was busy, and I'm like, man, hope I didn't offend him with that short joke, but we got him here with us tonight. Definitely a guy that needs no introduction, and Mark, I want to tell you, I really appreciate you hopping on and partnering up and just being great to work with.
Well, I appreciate that, Scott. I mean, I don't think I'm short, but I sure think you are. I mean, I was looking right at your eyebrows, man. So, but, now, you know, having fun is what this thing's all about, isn't it?
You got it, man.
You know, and I just want to commend Cutting Edge on a great job they've done. And I was telling Scott when I got, you know, we were talking just a little bit today. I said, you know, I never endorse a lead source because the second I do, if somebody doesn't do the work, I don't want them calling me. And I've just kind of stayed away from doing that. And I said, but the one thing I have said over the years is, you know, 4 or 5 years ago, we were signing up brokers through Cutting Edge. So that they you guys have been the most consistent of anybody I've seen in the industry. So we appreciate what you're doing for Marathon.
Thank you.
But, you know, I just want to, you know, talk to you tonight about, man, creating an environment that's exciting. You know, creating an environment that, you know, is that when you kind of plug into it, you know, I mean, boy, fire comes all over you. And, you know, I like to relate it to, you know, we all got cell phones these days. And, you know, if you talk on your cell phone for a while and you, if you don't get back somewhere to get it plugged in from through some juice, it runs out, you know. And so you got to plug that thing into the wall. And one of the things that I have noticed in this industry and gosh, been around for a long time, been more unsuccessful in the industry than I've been successful, I think, like many of us. But you obviously found success in Ameriplan. And but the thing that I've always noticed is that when you can create an environment that can breed excitement, how do you do that? Well, excitement breeds excitement. And, you know, then you're going to win in a big way. We obviously know in right now in Ameriplan that we have a $35 a month a promotion going on. And, you know, the question always comes up, Dennis and Daniel, when they were talking about this promotion, they said, well, Mark, is it, you know, is it big commissions or is it low entry that gets people excited? And I said, no, winning is what gets people excited. You know, if they could get excited and get a lot of people on their team, okay, then that's going to create the momentum. And that's what this $35 promotion has done. You know, our numbers are just going through the roof at the home office. But I'll tell you this, that, you know, I don't believe it's because of $35 versus $95. I believe it's because people are excited. People are People are working harder. They're working for something. And if you could actually put yourself in that type of mindset over a 90-day period of time, you can change your life in 90 days. And that's what I want to encourage people to do, is to take and bottle up what's going on right now for them and have the mindset you're going to run like this for the next 90 days. The one thing I'll tell you is that in this industry, as you're calling leads, I told Scott, I said, man, I've been so hammered with everything going on. I said, I need a handful of leads I can get on the phone with so that, I know what these people are talking about. And it's funny because it really is. It all comes down to attitude. I get on the phone, and Scott, you're going to love this because first phone call, a guy said, oh, what? No, I didn't even mean to spill that thing out. I said, oh, you did? And I said, man, that thing goes, no, I'm not interested in what you're doing. He says, I'm in the process of looking for work, and I'm not going to do anything, on the Internet. And I could have said, well, I could have gotten in a match with him. But instead, I said, hey, I said, you know what? I want to encourage you on something. And he just stopped. He said, well, what's that? I said, man, I want to encourage you on what you're looking for. That so many times we get beat down in life and we're expecting the worst. I don't know what you're getting ready to go for, and it's none of my business. But I tell you what, I want to encourage you to expect good results in what you're going to go do. And it just kind of threw him for a loop, and before you knew it, okay, and now my intention is not to turn that person around. See, what my intention is that I'm not going to let anybody else on the outside steal my day or cause me to get into any type of hoop with them. I mean, my responsibility is when they're not interested to make sure that I turn that thing into a good experience. If nothing else but being courteous as a get off the phone. But here's the end result is the guy says, you know what? He goes, man, you got a good attitude. I said, well, I ought to have a good attitude. I said, heck, I had a bad attitude 10 years ago. You know what? Somebody told me I had a good attitude, it changed my pocketbook. And if I told you how much money I made right now, you wouldn't believe it, so I wouldn't dare do it. I said, but I will tell you that we've got about a couple hundred people that we've trained through a success program that are making six figures today. And, it don't sound like it's for you, but the bottom line is this. It's all about attitude. And you know what? The guy kept me on the phone and, wants to listen in on a conference call that we're doing tonight. And, but the bottom line is this, is that, it's not about the leads give you more people to talk to, okay? The leads let you get busy, but it's about what your attitude is and what you're looking for amongst the leads that really determine where you're going to go. In fact, I will contend this, is that whatever it is that your goal is for this month on the $35 broker campaign, if you work hard and if you commit and if you stay in the trenches, even when you feel like getting out of the trenches, my contention is you're going to wind up with exactly what you're looking for. Here's what I mean by that. Some brokers, when you talk to them, okay, they say, man, I want to recruit X amount of brokers this month. And I sit down with a broker that had some very phenomenal numbers, and he said, but I can't get anybody to do anything. And I said, well, what was your objective when we started out? He said, well, I wanted to enroll, during this time period, 50 brokers. And this is during another promotion. I said, okay, now tell me what happened with you. He said, well, I enrolled 50 brokers. I said, great. Well, then what's the problem? He said, well, because that's all I got was 50 brokers. He said, I didn't get any leaders. I said, were you expecting any leaders off of that? Well, I mean, just the numbers ought to work out. I said, no, unless you're expecting leaders through numbers, you're not going to receive leaders through numbers. So you're always going to get what you're looking for. You know, we'll talk to somebody else and this and that. I can't get anybody to do anything. Well, when they get on the phone, what are they expecting? They're expecting somebody that's not going to do anything. So, you know, to me, it's obviously the leads, the $35 promotion is great, but you know what? It's all about you. In fact, I had a gentleman in my office today, and it threw me a little bit behind on calling these people, Scott. And the guy was totally defeated, and in a live meeting, I've heard him do his testimony, and it's like, well, my name is so and so, and I've been in the Marriott plan, and I've made several thousand dollars, and but it was just I said I could read that testimony. And no, you don't believe anymore, and you don't have a vision any more than the man on the moon. And I asked the question, I said, and we're here in Houston, Texas. I said, let me ask you a question. Do you think that if I gave you a big bonus, and I said, I've got 200 snow shovels, and I'd like for you to come out here in Houston and sell these snow shovels, do you believe that you could sell them? And he said, no. And I said, why? He said, because I don't believe that people need snow shovels. So I said, you don't believe in your product. Well, the only thing that we do in this industry is we become a magnet for people, people that want to become like us. They may not want what we have right now, but they want what our vision is for. So, I said, the first thing that you want to work on is change your testimony, because you're the one that needs to hear it the most. You need to change what you're thinking and what you're saying, and you need to be thinking in terms of, hey, I've been in the business for a little bit. I'm an executive sales director. I'm on my way to Nashville, and I'm excited about where we're going in this company, because if you're not saying that to yourself, then you're not going to be excited. So there's three things I always like to tell people. There's kind of three categories of conversation that we have. Now, I know that in working leads that many of you work off of a script and stuff like that, and that is fantastic to get you where you want to go in your presentation. But I make a contention on one thing, is that your conversation should always be about what I'm going to share with you tonight. And that is, number one, most new brokers want to spend most of their time talking about the company and about the product. And I've thought about that a lot. And, there's a lot of great companies out there, so it's not a great company that really attracts people, that becomes a magnet for you. And there's a lot of great products out there. And the fact of the matter is, for example, in Mariplan, is that there's not too many people that was wanting to go sell a dental plan before they got involved in this company. So a good company and a good dental plan is really not anything that will cause anybody to recruit into your business. It's not what people were looking for before you started talking to them. The odds are they're not going to be looking for it as you're talking to them. Now, it's important that we have good of both, but it's strictly something that you touch on and you get away from, because it's not what causes the decision. The second thing that people want to have a tendency to talk about is the compensation plan. And, here we are in a Marriott plan. I don't believe that any of us joined a Marriott plan because we were excited about a 10% override on the second generation. You see, we don't recruit into compensation plans. The third thing is what I believe people recruit into, and that's you. You and your vision of where you're going. So if you're going to have conversation about anything, it's always got to be, you got to become a magnet, okay, of somebody that is encouraging people. Okay, I mean, it's amazing, and we've tried this on the airplane on a couple of trips recently, and I won't get into the story, but it's just a phenomenal story of two different airplane rides, of some stuff that took place on this airplane ride. And it all happened because we made one little comment to somebody, just the same as I did when I picked up the phone and started calling some of these leads, Scott, and that is, I want to encourage you in something. You see, the second that you become, you know, people get beat down all the time. The second you become an encourager, then all what people want to hear, because people want to be encouraged. So, you know, when you become a magnet, in fact, you know, I look back at when I started in Ameriplan. Every network marketing company that I ever did, I spent all my time trying to sell the companies and products and compensation plans, and I never got past first base. And when I started Ameriplan, I started down the same road, and Dennis and Daniel kept on saying, Mark, you got to have more vision for yourself. And I can tell you the absolute day that I started speaking to people about, I want to encourage you. Let me tell you where I'm going. Because when I started sharing my vision that, hey, I'll be at $100,000 a year in 2 years, here's a business plan to get there, I want to encourage you, because if you want what I got, you can come go do what I do, and we'll work with you every step of the way. And the day that I started doing that, and I didn't see the results that absolute day, but what it did is it changed how people responded to me. Here I had worked in the network marketing industry for 12 years, okay, trying to talk somebody into companies and products and compensation plans, and all at once, the day that I changed what I spoke about, and the day that I started focusing on vision and always trying to bring vision on the people, my vision, where I'm going, the vision that I had on what they could do when I'd be talking to prospects, when I'd be talking to brand-new brokers. The day that I started speaking about vision, you know, I knew there was something different at that time. And sure enough, even though I was part-time, 9 months later, for the first time, I had growth going on in network marketing. I had a $2,500 check that I was working part-time with and went full-time, and 9 months later was at $100,000 a year. And you know what? I just, you know, if I can go back to that six-week mark in the business, that's when everything changed. It's what, you know, it's what brought us to $1 million a year in this business. And I have to tell you that, you know, a little story about that is that I remember when we were sitting at about $800,000 a year, and there was an advertisement that went into this network marketing lifestyle. They asked for an ad, and I'm $200,000 away, but I want to advertise that we're the first $1 million earners in the company. I remember getting this ad together and talking with Dennis. Well, you might be there. And, you know, and it was only like 90 days away, actually 120 days away when we started talking about it. And we faxed over the ad. We got the ad approved and everything. On the very last day, in fact, I called begging him not to run the ad. I said, you can't run the ad. It's not true. We're not at $1 million a year. We're a couple hundred thousand short. I've never lied about my income since I've been in this business. And I'm begging them to cancel the ad, and they finally, you know, agree to cancel the ad. And 10 minutes later, I called them back. It's any way I can get that ad back in. They thought I was the, you know, biggest freak that they ever dealt with. I said, man, what, you know, this guy's a psycho. I said, no, I've decided I've got the vision for $1 million a year. And you know what? We started getting on conference calls. Man, we're excited. We want to encourage people to go for whatever it is that you're wanting right now. We're going for $1 million a year. It's in the bank. We got it done. We'll be there in 90 days. And, you know, and within 90 days when that article came out, it was a two-month subscription. By the second month, we were at $1,030,000 a year. You know, it's how we went, you know, it's how we went every level in this company. We've done that. You see, but if you don't step out, if your vision is not greater than the people that's trying to follow you, then you're not leading. And, you know, that really took some getting used to on my part. It took some getting used to, you know, when I was 6 weeks in the business and couldn't afford to buy anybody lunch or dinner, you know, it was like, you know, they quit judging me on what I had when I painted the picture of the vision of where we were going, and it was so clear and so bright, nobody could doubt it. But your vision has always got to be farther out there than anybody you're talking to, or otherwise you're not leading, because they can see it for themselves. So I just want to encourage you to, you know, have the passion to, you know, to speak vision into the people that you're talking to about this ministry. To a prospect, take the time to, you know, speak some vision. I want to encourage you, things can become a lot better. I've been where you're at. Don't just throw them away because they're not interested. I mean, heck, Scott, you got leads that we can just buy that are already signed up as brokers?
No, but I've had many requests.
Okay, well, I want to buy them if you get them. But, you know, don't let anybody ruin your day. Just be excited about where you're going. One of the things that we're doing during this promotion is we got conference calls going on every single night at 9 o'clock Central Time. And the power of these conference calls are really not in the conference call itself. The power of these conference calls is what goes on 5 minutes before the call. It's because they're calling in and they're hearing all these people buzzing in. I talked about plugging people into excitement, creating excitement, okay? See, if you go out and roll 25 brokers individually, you got 25 people that have no life. But you get, you know, you get 5 or 10 people or 20 people or 25, you get them plugged into life, and that can go to 100 overnight. And what we do is we're having all of our people plug into this conference call, and, you know, they call in about 5 minutes beforehand. And what we do is we have all the top earners in the company. We meet everybody out and say, hey, if you're a President's Club earner, when you come on the call, tell us your name. And you'll hear stuff like Roger Kamen, Roger and Tracy Kamen, ex-police officer making $200,000 a year. Joe and Carol Garvey, insurance sales, $200,000 a year. Brad Murray, sales background, you know, $400,000 a year. Wendy Hyman, stay-at-home mom, $60,000 a year. And they're hearing this about 40 or 50 times before we even start the conference call. And I'm telling you what, it creates excitement. And all you got to do is every single day is with this $35 promotion is you got to make sure you got enough people to talk to and that you got a list of people that are plugging into that conference call. And at 8:30 Central Time or 9:30 Eastern, you're calling down that list at 8:30 and say, hey, by the way, we're 20 minutes away. Write this number down. Make sure you got the number. And you want to drive everybody you can to that conference call because they cannot get on that call, okay, as long as they get on early and not get excited about what we're doing. So, we've got a promotion going on. It's available to everybody on this call. Is that whoever builds a team of 25 brokers, okay, and that is they could not have been in the system before Tuesday, and that means you could get 5 brokers that get 5, but whoever builds a team of 25 brokers, and once I get who's done it first, then what I'm going to do is I'm going to say, okay, now I want your 25 brokers to email you and forward it to me if you win that they plugged into this conference call. And you say, well, why is it important they plug into this conference call? Because I want them plugging into life. Because if they plug into life, they're going to get somebody else on the call, okay? Where if they're out on their own, they're not. So we have a contest. We got 2 different categories. It's people that are seniors and above are in one group, and people that are new brokers all the way up to senior are in another group. And the first one of each that gets 25 new people on their team, they can do all 25 or they can have them underneath their brokers, but it's got to be a new team that started as of Tuesday night, and this goes through November the 2nd. It's a $500 bonus. That's not paid by Ameriplan. That's paid by Tracy and I for the two people that do that first. So I want to encourage you to be on that call. Scott, is okay if I give that number? I'm sure they've
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's a new number. It's 580-474-3685, and the PIN code is 99477, and then the pound sign. And the old number will work this week, but I just sent out an email that we're changing the number. We're loading the calls up, and we've got to get bigger lines. So anyway, we appreciate what you guys are doing, Scott, because during this promotion, hopefully people are in the game. They're buying leads. They're calling people. They're not, don't get nitpicky with them leads. You're just sifting through these leads, and all you're looking for is one leader can pay you $50,000 to $100,000 a year. So don't get hung up on the ones that don't. Get excited about the ones that do. That's all I got, Scott.
Awesome. Well, I certainly appreciate it. I agree with quite a bit that you said tonight, especially your perception typically becoming your reality in a lot of ways, the way you think about things and the way you approach it and you go after it. Your perception is true. Usually becomes your reality, good or bad or anything in between. But I greatly appreciate it, Mark. I'm glad to hear that you guys are doing calls. The promotion is absolutely phenomenal. I have a lot of friends right now that are leaders in the company that are, they're obviously going for it. So I'm excited. I'm excited for the results. We got about 34 or 35 days left, but lots of good things happening. So greatly appreciate your time and everybody that jumped on the call. Did you have anything else, Mark?
That's it. We're just excited about what you guys are doing, and it's dial and smile. Stay in the game, man. I mean, you got to hammer the phone every single day. This one little stretch of time, we had people raise their income by $100,000 on a promotion last year, and we had people that weren't even making $1,000 a month that became $60,000 a year earners in 1 year. So
wow.
The momentum that they can have right now, if you're ever going to buy leads, you're ever going to do anything that's going to cause you to talk to more people, right now is the time to do it.
That's awesome. Well, Mark, thank you very much. Greatly appreciate your time. With that, I'm going to bid everyone a good evening.
All right. Appreciate you having me on the call, Scott.
You got it, brother. Thanks. Have a good night, everyone.